I hey feel guys. Very rude. I feel like...
No.
Just turning away from Mike. Do not include him.
Reminds me of my high school days.
Sorry, I didn't mean to bring that up.
No, it's like talk show. You know, we have Conan O'Brien and then guests and then Andy Richter making funny quips.
Are you comparing me to Conan O'Brien?
You are a tall redhead.
Oh, thank you.
You painted
a tall,
nails?
Funny redhead.
Yes, yeah. I did.
Oh. This is a new thing.
Patricia painted them.
Oh, wow.
It is a new thing.
No, I went with this girl that I'm seeing.
Are you just flipping off Mike?
You're seeing a girl? Oh, I was looking at his middle finger. It was blue.
Well, I did the middle finger blue, so if I flip someone off, they can really see it, because otherwise it's too dark. But
then they're like, hey, and then they're like, whoa.
Imagine getting flipped off by a dude with painted fingernails. I don't think he would be that upset that it's blue.
I'd be like, okay.
Well, Mike's been starting to do it often because, you know, Adam Melcher is his roommate and Adam's like a musician. Yeah. And
you got to step out of your comfort zone a little bit. I wasn't comfortable, which, by the way, you inspired me last time.
I saw it.
I got the gold chain.
You have your chain?
I do. I'll pull it out for the show. Come on now.
See, I feel like I can't rock a gold chain and I can't rock my nails painted. My family roasted me on like a Zoom call for Mother's Day today.
It's all right. I used to put on guy liner in high school, so I get it.
Guy liner.
Yeah, that's what
was
I called it.
Was it sold for guys, like as guy liner, or
It's just what I told people.
Liquid eyeliner, or do you have to draw it on?
It was the pencil one.
Oh,
I would just go in.
Just a little bit?
I would do on the inner rim right there.
Mariah, how many hours did you study this set before you picked your outfit today?
many hours.
It's so a perfect blend.
Yeah.
She walked out of the room and she was like, I'm going to match the set. I was like, you're going to blend into the couch.
But it's perfect. It matches so well.
Yeah,
and I'm
perfect.
So happy you guys are here. You're not the first duo, but you're the first couple. First couple on Hoot and a Half. And the first night episode. It's nighttime. So if the lighting does look a little different, it's because it's night.
Hoot and a Half after dark.
Plaque?
Does everybody get a plaque who comes onto the show?
A plaque.
If you were to add a piece of art onto the wall, what would you add?
It's got to be something old school looking.
Probably like an old school like Lamborghini.
Or like a photo of a Porsche.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Maybe car we can do that. Nice.
I tried to get one of a Range Rover today, but the woman printed it out in the wrong size, so I wasn't able to hang it up. I know. I did. I added like a Vampire Weekend, like Apple tribute poster, and then one of my watercolors.
Oh,
right there.
My first watercolor.
It's a good frame.
What about this watercolor?
That's Picasso.
Oh,
but if you want to compare me to Picasso,
wasn't
I'm all
he like
for
supposed
it.
To be like one of the greatest?
Well, this one I think was kind of a doodle he did on a like a menu. It wasn't one of his best ones, but that's why I liked it. You know,
Matt's just doing the tours at a Picasso museum. This one's more of a doodle. Wasn't his best work.
We found this on a napkin in his house.
It was a draft.
Did you know that Picasso died only in like the late 60s or early 70s?
Oh, that's soon.
In my head, he was in like the 1800s.
I know.
Yeah.
I feel like in everyone's head, he was like in the 1800s, but he was like on TV and stuff.
Yeah. He was like part of the Cubism movement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't see him like moving. You know?
There's so many photographs of Picasso. Okay. So welcome everybody back to Hoot and a Half. We have Heath Hisar and Mariah Amato, my favorite couple, my dearest friends. My fellow co-host of Zane and Heath Unfiltered.
That's Heath from Zane and Heath, right?
It is. That's him. And that's Mariah, too.
Oh, my God. That's the funny and the juice. Yeah.
And it's so great having you guys on my own territory, my own field.
Nice.
I'm in charge of the questions here.
I run this bitch.
I am the captain now.
I was going to say, it feels like Unfiltered, but you're just like sitting in for Zane.
Yeah.
I know we were thinking that if I was going to have you and Zane, but then you know what? I feel like you guys haven't really done like a couple's interview like this. Is this your first interview as a couple?
I think so.
And you know what? Cheers. Last time I wore this was the first video, the first time I was in your vlog.
It was?
Whoa.
That Afro video, remember?
Yeah.
That was the first time you introduced me as your girlfriend.
Whoa.
That was the last time I wore this. Oh, this whole thing? This is paying tribute to old times.
Yeah.
You probably get big money for that now.
Yeah, it'll be on Depop tomorrow.
Yeah.
We framed that.
Oh my God, that'd be great. As seen on Hoot Half.
Oh, yes. Cash in on this opportunity for sure. I don't think...
Sell it as an NFT with Dogecoin.
So we're only having nothing but hard-hitting questions here about you guys as a couple.
Matt, I looked at the list of questions. He usually has like, I don't know, 10 or 15 questions, and I took a little gander at what he has. It's like 55
questions. A
full-on
spreadsheet.
You feel like you know everything.
It really is. I know. I feel like I do know everything, but the people
don't know
a lot. And But I'm also just curious of how well y'all know each other, too.
Let's give it to him, Bubba.
Okay.
What are her parents' names?
Tina and Nick.
Okay, see. That's good.
Oh my God, I don't like this because it's like, I know the answers,
but
like,
but now you're like,
now the pressure's on.
There's four cameras and lights and a microphone.
I know these answers too.
Okay, yeah. When's Heath's birthday?
April 5th, 1993.
She got lucky. I gave her the year help.
Heath's parents?
Corey and Mark.
Heath's grand?
Kareen and Mark.
Oh, is that? Yeah, your mom's name's Corey.
Yeah.
Didn't David Blaine do a trick on you one time and was able to like figure out what name you were thinking of?
Yes. Like, really bizarre.
Wait. Oh, he guessed your mom's name.
Yes. He was really? Like, just think of any person you know, don't know, just somebody that, like, you just, like, and he was just, like, having me. He was like, okay, now, in your head, close your eyes and, like, write the name in your head and just, like, keep thinking about it over and over. And then he wrote it down, my mom's name, C-O-R-I. And I was just like, what the fuck?
And like, that's not a common spelling. That's not like.
It was really, really strange. And I still don't know how he did
it.
He's
a wizard. Wow.
That's how your mom spells her name?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, you could have said Corey casually and passively, like before that. Like,
but
there's
the spelling
no
of it is.
Damn. Mike, how do you think he did it?
I don't know. Did he take your phone at all? At any point?
I think he's real.
But the real magic is the love that Heath and Mariah have for each other.
That's right. How long have you two been together?
We don't know.
Over 3 years.
Has it been over three?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think. We don't have an anniversary.
You don't?
No.
How?
Wait, how?
I
got off the hook with that one. Like, I don't have to like ever worry about forgetting like a date.
Wait, so you really never asked if you guys have just been hanging out and dating for long enough
and
calling it a relationship?
We don't know when the set date is, and I feel like once like marriage comes along, that's your real anniversary. And I'm not against it, but I just like we never remembered it, so I was like, hey, whatever. And I don't want to deal with like 6 months. Like, I don't know.
We always get each other shit, so it's not like we need to like go on like a special date.
Mm-hmm.
We always have
you guys, every day is Valentine's Day.
You guys have just an anniversary week or anything? Do you celebrate?
No.
Not even once? You guys don't even have to do a dinner or give gifts?
We do that every day.
Oh.
We just like, it sounds tacky, but like always like we'll just come home and surprise each other with like something.
Yeah, it's fine.
That's nice.
That's the good stuff.
We're chill.
That's nice. Patricia and I is January 3rd, but it's just such easy math because I know how long we've been together.
It was that close to New Year's?
Yeah, because it's like, it was right after New Year's. Because after New Year's, I realized, okay, I really like this girl. And I was on the flight on the way back to the airport with her next to me. And I was texting Mike and I said, I think I'm going to ask Patricia to be my girlfriend.
And I said, just get off the plane before you ask, just in case she says no.
That's what you said to me?
Yeah, I said, just wait until you're out of the plane. You've had a lack of oxygen. You don't have a lot of water.
Yes, because that will be an awkward flight home.
Yes, exactly.
If I don't get a yes.
Yes.
And, but sure enough, I waited until we got home and set our bags down.
Yeah.
And asked.
And yeah.
She's exhausted, like... Whew, want to be my girlfriend.
Now, when you guys were first starting to see each other, and I know that we've told the story before, people know you guys have made videos about it, but what were your like first impressions of one another?
I just thought she was really funny.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember like when I first met you, it was just like caught me really off guard. And just like always something like witty to say back and like
doesn't shut up.
But like just like challenging me in like a comedic sense. And I thought that was really cool.
Knock knock.
Make me laugh.
Well, we can see why you're not dating Heath.
And then your impression of Heath?
I thought he was funny too, because I was testing him, but he wasn't my type. I looked at the girl that introduced us, our friend Jess. I looked at her, I was like, you're kidding, right? Like, this is who you wanted to set me up with? Because he was smoking a cigarette, he was drunk,
it was a different boy.
It was
a
different time. I was naive, I was young, I didn't know.
And then, but he wasn't your type. Now, what was your type?
I didn't like people that smoked. I didn't like the party scene, and he was a party animal. But he made me laugh, and he was nice, and I like nice boys. Like, as soon as he opened his mouth, I was like, oh, he's like a mama's boy.
Oh.
So I was like, yeah, and then he told me, like, he was talking about his mom, which is so weird, because my mom knew she loved my dad because of the way he was talking about his mom. Mm. And he started talking highly of his mom. And I was like, oh, I love that.
That's always a good test, the good checklist to cut to check off.
Yeah.
Is right. If they have a good relationship with their mother. Mm. That's very important.
Yeah.
That's funny, though, because I always think like Patricia, she's like very Southern, very traditional. I'm always like thinking like you wish that I was like this quarterback guy, like a good
player.
Southern dude. She's like, what are you talking about? No, no. And I'm just like, oh, no.
I was talking to my parents about you and Patricia the other day, and I was just saying like they're like you guys are the perfect match. You are each other. It's scary.
Oh,
you are each other. Yeah. But sometimes like when she says or does something that you do, you kind of get like a taste of your own medicine and you're challenged.
Yes.
Like you guys challenge each other and it's the funniest thing to watch.
And she's kind of the bro of the relationship too.
Yeah.
She kind of anchors me down in a way where like I'm the one who's getting flustered and worked up about something.
Right.
And she's just like,
I don't care,
dude.
It's going to be fine.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to get there.
It's really funny to see. You guys are definitely perfect.
But yeah, Mike's been seeing somebody too.
Yeah, what is that about?
Oh my gosh, you love her. I'm just like jumping the gun.
He's all red.
I mean, I don't know if we should dive in. So I've only been seeing her for like a month, so
it's still pretty new. It's nothing's official, right?
My parents got engaged within a month.
Really?
What? Could you imagine?
Wait, what?
I know. So who is she?
It's about you.
Yeah, you met her, right?
Yeah.
The tall girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's
taller
super nice.
Than you?
Yeah.
Way taller.
Wow.
Yeah. Jewish? Why are you laughing?
She's Jewish?
Yeah.
Perfect.
I know, this one could work out.
Do you guys know the love languages?
I don't get it. I'm so confused.
Yeah,
so the love languages are this. It's a theory of helping couples understand one another on how they want to communicate their love, and especially what the other person needs. And the love languages are quality time.
Physical touch.
Acts of service.
Gifts.
And maybe there are four.
I think there's four.
I think there is a fifth, though.
Either way. Basically, you take a test.
You pick two.
Yeah.
Did I say physical touch?
Yeah. You basically take a test, and what it basically tries to...
Words of affirmation.
Okay, so those are five different, like, categories or types of love that you have, and you take a test, and it says, like, what your love language is, so...
That you find more important to you,
yes.
Or that you give off to the other person?
Both. It's, like, it's mutual.
Kind of what you need, and it helps the other person understand and go, oh, then I'm going to focus on those two to make them happy as a partner.
Gotcha.
So, like, for me, it's, like, physical touch and words of affirmation, you know? I think,
but like some people gift giving, like it sounds like the two of you guys, gift giving is a love language that you guys have, where a way of showing that you guys love each other is that you bring each other gifts and think about that. And it's not, I mean, maybe physical touch is not like a thing where you guys always have to be canoodling. Maybe you are, but some people like always have to be, you know, touching each other, holding hands, hugging,
all that.
Other people just need to say like, hey, I love you like 10 times a day, and they say it. And the idea is that you have these love languages, and if you understand what the other person's love language is, you can have a better relationship. But I also think that it's kind of like everyone just has all the love languages. Maybe it's a little bit true, but if you love the person, it shows in so many ways.
Hmm. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Do you think you know what yours are?
I feel like is like helping around the house one.
That's acts of service.
Yeah, it definitely acts of service, I would
say. I know, like...
Is Mariah like maybe helping around the house?
Well, I don't know.
Because I could use some help.
I think that's, we both do that. I think acts of service is definitely a big one for us.
I think the gift giving, but not like in like, I know couples that will like drop thousands of dollars to like when they're just like out together, like here, take my credit card, like, go buy some shoes. Like,
yeah.
But like,
a package came and he goes, oh, it's for you. You can open it. And it was a new sink, like faucet, because mine's leaking. And I was like, that was really thoughtful.
Wow.
Like, yeah. It's stuff like that.
Yeah. Like good, thoughtful gifts. Yeah. Not like excessively
doting. Or like when I fixed the toilet and I brought you into the bathroom and I was like, look what I did for you.
Your favorite place. I just fixed it.
So you guys are starting a plumbing company? Is that what I'm understanding here?
Yeah.
So you guys don't know your first anniversary, but do you remember your first date?
Real date?
Yeah, our first, like, I guess official date was Idle Hour. You know the little bar right there
where
in
you
North
could
Hollywood?
Smoke.
And I was blowing it down. We were sitting in the back patio because I needed to be out there.
Yeah. It's shaped like a barrel of beer on the outside, right?
Yes, okay. And they have a gigantic dog
in the back
side too.
It used to be an ice cream shop.
Do you ever go in? Oh, that's what it used to be.
Yeah, the guy that owns that, he owns like a couple other spots, and he is just like obsessed with vintage like collectible stuff. So that's why that dog is in the back. And then they also bought the
hot dog stand.
Like old hot dog stand thing that they're restoring right now.
Oh wow.
So he just like has like a bunch of like miscellaneous like historical LA things.
Yeah.
Because that is like the, I think it was like the oldest restaurant on that street.
Mm-hmm. Like it's there's been there oh, pictures. Yes, ever.
Yes. There's like old pictures where there's nothing around and it's the only thing standing there.
So you so like cool. restaurants that have like memorabilia and like stuff on them. You ever been to a TGI Fridays?
Love it. I do love Fridays.
Isn't TGI Fridays such a hoot to go to?
Yeah, TGI Fridays is a hoot.
I don't know what I like better, Fridays, Applebee's, or Chili's.
Applebee's for the drinks. They have really good like price drinks. Yes. You can get fucked up at an Applebee's.
Did you have Friendly's in Jersey?
I think so. The ice cream place?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like TGI Fridays, but they had more gourmet ice cream for dessert. But they have food, too.
I think I remember one in the mall, but I think they just did the ice cream.
Yeah, they would have them in the mall.
We'll be right back to this episode with Heath and Mariah after a quick word from today's sponsor.
This episode of Hoot and a Half is brought to you by Surfshark VPN.
Now, in today's day and age, everybody knows what a VPN is, but in case you don't, it's a way to keep yourself safe when you're on the internet. So if you're going to a coffee shop or a hotel and you're logging into their Wi-Fi, you want to be able to protect yourself, and that's what a VPN does. It protects you from hackers and makes your life a little bit easier online.
But Surfshark VPN isn't your typical VPN. You can use it on as many devices as you want with just one subscription.
They also offer a service called HackLock, which basically checks to see if any of your usernames or passwords have been leaked anywhere, so you can stay ahead of the game and make sure that you're still safe. They also offer something called Blind Search, which is a private and organic search engine that gives you results without all the messy trackers that are going to follow you all over the internet. Another cool thing that I really enjoy with the VPN is you can actually change the location of where the internet thinks you are. So if, for example, you ever travel overseas, you go to Germany or England and you go on Netflix or Hulu, you'll see completely different movies and TV shows that aren't available in the US. But instead of needing to travel to those places, if you use a VPN, you can change the location of where it says you are on the internet so you can get a vast new library of content with different shows, different movies, and stuff you would never get on a regular internet connection.
Get out of here.
Yeah, it's really cool.
I'm just learning about this for the first time.
Yeah, it's actually really sick.
I'm downloading this tonight.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I've been using it forever.
Well, let's wrap this out up because I want to download Surfshark immediately.
Okay, I'll tell you what you need to do right now. So to get Surfshark today, go to surfshark.deals/hoot and use the promo code hoot for 83% off and 3 months free.
Get out.
Yeah. All right. We got a really good deal for our listeners.
Well, I know
here.
What I'm doing right after this. Oh, so guys, check it out once again, surfshark.deals/hoot. Use the code hoot for the weirdly specific 83% off and 3 months free.
So check them out and back to the episode.
First kiss. That night at Idle Hour?
No, before that, baby. Come on.
Oh, months before that.
Yeah, because she
you kissed before the first date?
She went to Virginia for a month.
Two months.
It was 2 months, right?
Yeah, July and August.
She was a magician's assistant. So she was getting
cut
in half.
We
met. 2 months.
We met. We confirmed that we were into each other. We kissed before July.
Yeah.
Sometime around July, June. And then I was like, well, I'm leaving for 2 months. Like, see you when I get back. And then we just picked up where we left off.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
So then you didn't fall in love with the magician.
No, unfortunately.
Thank
God. Wasn't your type.
What a fairy tale that would have been, huh?
Are there videos out there of you being the magician's assistant?
Yeah. You just posted something,
right? I just posted one on TikTok, like a promo video of it. Because people were asking about it.
To promote the show?
No, well, it promoted the show when I had it, but yeah.
Oh, have we talked about this on?
I think when I was on, yeah.
Oh, me? I did? We talked, you and me have talked about this?
Yeah, on season one, no?
I don't think so. We talked about you being a dancer and stuff. I don't think we ever talked about
that. Never came up.
The magician's assistant? No, I think I would have remembered that.
That's pretty obscure.
Magician's assistant.
That's a new slot in the Mariah
history.
Did
you audition to be his assistant? Did you know him?
I direct booked it.
Oh, okay.
Because I was the size I was supposed to, like, you're supposed to be a certain size. And then talented.
How did they put you back together after they?
I'm not sure.
Oh, you can't reveal?
Oh, yeah. Did you have to, like, swear a code with him?
No. I mean, I told everybody I knew. Yeah. Sometimes, like when I posted it on TikTok, I gave people an idea of how things work. Not in detail, but they're just like, where do you go? Like, where do you, like, disappear to? And I'm like, we're still in the box. Whatever box I had to be in, we're still in there. It's just, it's an illusion. So it looks really small, but inside of it, like, I'm really tiny. So you have to fit into each crevice inside. It is very dangerous. I got injured twice.
Do you think I could do it?
That's pretty good. Yeah.
Was there another assistant who was like your body double? I don't know.
No,
I'm not trying
just
to.
Me.
Matt, are you trying to get kicked out of the Magician's Alliance?
No.
In the Alliance?
No, but you're not going to get in if you start revealing secrets.
Okay. I did all the illusions myself.
Okay.
With the magician.
Did you ever screw up any?
Yeah. But he covers it. Like, we practice mess ups. Nothing too bad, nothing too noticeable. But, like, especially if you're in a box.
I'm going to make her disappear. I'm going to make her disappear.
There's like when I got cut in half, there was times where like my costume would get stuck and I would have to kind of like hint to him that it got stuck, so he would spin it an extra like time to give me time to get out of it. So we would read each other and figure out the situation and just wing it.
Do you get canker sores, Mike?
No, I have pretty good oral hygiene.
I brush my teeth.
You're dissing our hygiene?
I don't know if it's a hygiene thing. I actually don't know what causes them, but I remember when I was in high school, there was an interview with Tom Hanks, the actor, and they just said, Tom Hanks, you've been an actor for so long, 30 years in Hollywood, top of the charts. Like, what's one piece of advice you would have given your younger self? And he goes, floss.
Really? Oh,
yeah. And I was like, what? Tom Hanks is okay. If That's this guy who's got like all the money in the world. Yeah. Just so ever since then in high school, I started flossing basically every day. And every time I go to the dentist, you know, like when people go to the dentist, they're like trying to really brush really hard and they feel like they're going to disappoint their dentist. I never disappoint my dentist. Every time they're like, looking great.
Wow.
Wow. Do you use the little reacher thingy or you
no,
do,
I do
the traditional
I do the old school freehanded.
It's so funny, like right before you go to the dentist, you're like, oh, I'm just going to clean up and I'm going to floss every bit of this and they're going to be so impressed. No, and still they're like, just taking out crud and putting it on.
You can't bullshit them. They know. So you got to do floss every day.
Okay.
I think it's really important.
I like also the water flosser too, like the water pick thing.
Oh my God. I like it. But as soon as you get it off your teeth and it hits your like lips or something, like inside, it tickles so much.
Lip. Yeah.
And I'm just like, I can't do this.
And then if you open up your mouth, it just splatters everywhere. Like I started up mine the other day and I just was not thinking. I just turned it on.
It's
and
like
it wasn't even in my
washer.
Mouth and it just went everywhere.
Yeah.
On my face. Wait, who was the first to say I love you?
She was.
You were.
You said it a second after. What? It was at the same time, but me.
Still wasn't first.
Not first.
Oh, but you were first. You were ready with the return send right away.
It was our first date, right? Didn't we go to Idle Hour, Saddle Ranch, and then we climbed the billboard?
What?
And I was like, this is fun. I love him.
On top of a billboard?
Yeah.
Wow.
The billboard across from Saddle Ranch.
That's so cool.
Was that in a video?
No.
Different
billboard. Up there a lot.
Yeah. I've never climbed that billboard once, I don't even know where it is and how you get on it. That's pretty crazy.
I think we got in trouble every time, but you still do it.
What do you say? I'm sorry?
So you said, well, okay, I want to break this down because this is...
Oh, okay, yeah.
So you had the first date, then went to Saddle Ranch, then he's on the billboard, and you thought to yourself, I love him, and then I'm gonna tell him immediately after when he gets down? Did you climb up with him?
We were still up there.
Oh, you were both up there.
Yeah.
We were looking out Sunset Boulevard, and I was like, oh, cool, this is it. And I said it.
Wow.
All you need is
you said, hey, I love you.
I don't know what I said. I know I said
it's like,
it.
I love you, Heath. I love you, Mariah.
What are these accents?
Are we in Alabama all of a sudden?
I don't know. I just think it's adorable.
These framed? Oh, my gosh.
They're
so
glasses.
Clean. I know, but I can't tell if they're framed or not. You
think Mike's just wearing like unframed glasses?
Oh, no, I actually clean my glasses like 10 times a day because I can't stand like whenever I put on someone else's glasses, they're always filthy, smudge, and I'm like, how do you see out of these glasses? Wow. So I keep like a cloth, and I said before the podcast today, I was like, let me clean them up. I always keep my glasses clean.
Oh. Get LASIK.
No.
All right, back to us.
Yeah,
back to y'all.
Sorry.
You guys have. Hands down, number one, the top best pet name I've ever heard a couple address each other as, which is
my respect for Matt.
Everybody hates it.
Well, no, it's just like
it's annoying.
It's annoying when we say it so much. Like, but it's like, I don't ever say like, "Hey, Mariah, Mariah,
yeah,
Mariah." Let me ask you. Like, it's just like
I just didn't. I don't like babe. I've never said babe or baby or anything like that. I never liked that pet name ever.
Right,
honey.
So he's like,
hun,
come up with
sweetie.
Something new.
Hun's like,
I say hun,
like you get
I say
like
hun like a joke. I'm like, come on, hun, what are you doing, hun? Uh-huh. Like that's when I say it. But
so she started calling me Bubba, and then I don't know why I just started saying it back.
Just flows.
Yeah.
And you go back to meet her family and she sees her brother and calls him Bubba.
Yeah,
and my little brother, I get jealous.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what my parents said. They were like, you know, we called John Bubba. Like, my little brother was Bubba.
My little brother was Bubba, too.
Yeah, but people's dogs are Bubba. Like, it's a cool...
My best friend growing up, her and her brother called each other Bubba.
Yeah, Bub. Hmm.
But
I feel like it's a new wave. A lot of people are doing it. Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber call each other Bub.
Mm-hmm.
What? You guys started it.
I guess you guys are...
I think we did.
Hmm.
We were ahead of the curve.
I think Noah and Dixie do it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people do it.
Patricia and I don't really have nicknames. I call her like Miss P, like, hey, P.
That's
I don't call
cute.
Her Patty, none of that. But I remember I was thinking about this when I was in the car. I was like, hey, darling. All right, see you later, babe. And like, I hung up and I'm like, God, Mariah and Heath have Bubba. That's so much better. Like,
but
darling
fits you guys. You do call her darling.
Yeah. Hey, I also call a lot of people darling. Like,
but it fits. It's like,
yeah, maybe. I just wish we could have one like Bubba. You know,
you could use it.
Do you guys have each other saved in your phones as like a special name?
He's
with like
Heath Hussar.
Mariah Motto.
Oh, really? Okay.
None of that. And then we also don't use emojis.
Like in the name? Yeah. Like a lot
no,
of people.
No, like just in text.
Oh, you don't use emojis at all?
No.
That's too millennial for you?
Not a fan.
You guys are Gen Z now?
I start using emojis when I know that Patricia's like pissed off about something.
Oh,
like,
sarcastically.
I can tell in her tone. She's like upset, but I'm not going to ask her. She's got to tell me. So I'm just like, all right, well, I love you, darling. Emoji,
heart,
emoji,
heart,
emoji.
Heart.
Ooh.
Just to be like, well, he's in a good mood. I don't know what to
that
do.
That would piss me off.
You think so? You think
like,
I should
I'd be like, ugh.
You think I should be more forward and be like, what's up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why beat around the bush? Stop playing games.
Yeah, but you got to tell me if something's bothering you.
That's true,
you know?
Too.
I'm not into the guessing game.
Yeah.
I feel like you'd be a good couples therapist. You sound like you really got to the root of that problem really fast.
I know, right?
I was just watching that. Like, really, you really dissected something that...
Did I just now?
I
out.
Probably shouldn't play games.
I'm going to change my whole life tomorrow.
Well, speaking of games, I kind of have a more like kind of a fun, quick, more rapid fire. Not like kind of a do you know each other like best kind of question, but just... quick ones about you two as a couple.
Let's have some fun.
Okay.
I am having fun.
Heath, does Mariah have any allergies?
No.
None? Mariah, does Heath have any allergies?
I think we both just have like nature allergies, like spring.
Great question, man.
Riveting
really
stuff.
Boring.
That was a ballpark question, man. For sure.
Heath and Mariah get deep on this episode.
What is Mariah's favorite movie?
Sorry. You can give a general.
Halloween or...
If you have more questions that what's their favorite, blah, 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 there's no answer.
Okay.
I don't have favorite movie, favorite color, favorite food. Like there.
Now, what's Heath's favorite movie?
The Other Guys?
Yeah.
Oh.
I like The Other Guys.
Okay, good.
But like I have like five tops, so if she would have said one of the five, like...
Mariah, what's like Heath's weirdest quirk?
Weirdest
quirk. Does he like kind of do a thing that like you just always kind of notice and makes you just grin?
I'll answer this one.
Okay, sure. Heath for Mariah.
Do you blink a lot?
Yeah, I blink a lot. I noticed this when we first started like seeing each other. We both do the same thing. We'll do like our fingers.
Yes.
What?
Oh my gosh. We go like this.
I do like I would always like I just do my fingers in like a pattern.
Yes.
And we also do this. Like we try to do
like you do like these. You like
Do little piano exercises?
No. Yeah, like it's just like a pattern. So I'll do like pinky thumb, pointer ring, middle ring, pinky.
Unconsciously, like, though. Like, if we're just, like, thinking or we're anxious, we both do, like, a finger thing. Or we put pressure. Like, we'll like you'll do this a lot.
Yes.
You'll, like, squeeze.
Yeah, I do the pattern, but with, like, pushing on it.
Uh-huh. I love
like, about that. We both
if,
do
if
it.
If you watch me, like, all through, like, unfiltered episodes, you'll see me just sitting here like this. Like, while we're recording.
I'm going to notice this now.
I know.
The only thing, like, finger thing Patricia does is just, like, flipping me out. Just to be like, shut up.
But, yeah, we noticed that about each other, like, really early. And, like, that's kind of, like, this, like, little quirk thing that I have.
How quirky. quirky. I love it. You heard it here first, folks. Who is the tidiest?
I feel like right now, probably Mariah.
Okay. Right now. So it's a seasonal thing?
We bounce.
You bounce.
We're very tidy. The entire house is always tidy. We're both very good with cleaning, but our room's always a mess because we think of the guest first, right? We're always like,
where are we going to show it off?
Keep their section clean. Ours can be last.
We just have so much clothes right now. Like, we need to like pack a bunch of bags up and like give it to like Goodwill. But like, you know, with everybody who has like their merch coming out, like everybody always like sends stuff. So we just have like hoodies and pants and like just all stuff. And like, I just don't
have
room for it anymore.
This whole closet is like everybody's merch, which is so nice when someone gives you a sweater, but you're like, I have too many sweaters.
Yeah.
Yeah. It gets out of hand. Mike loves good merch though.
I love, because shopping is so difficult and it takes so much energy and time consuming. And I have no ability to know if things go well together or not. So when I just get clothes from other people, I'm like, all right, someone else decided this works, so I'm just going to say it works. And other than that, just white Hanes t-shirts and
khakis.
Yeah. And well, the other thing I do is when I find something I like, I'll buy like three of them and then wear it for like 4 years. Like I bought three pairs of these pants like 3 years ago and I just, you know, yeah, okay. That's it. It's easy.
That's not a bad idea.
I'm like Mark Zuckerberg or like Steve Jobs. I just, you know, I'm such a smart mind, I can't make any more decisions in the day.
All right, Mike.
Okay,
all right,
Mike. Okay, easy. We're going to take a quick break from our conversation with Heath and Mariah and bring you a word from our sponsors. Mike, do you smell that?
Smells like springtime?
It smells like springtime. It smells like fresh flowers, opportunity, and great adventures all ahead. And that's what this summer and this spring is going to be all about.
I can smell it in the air, Matthew.
But whether it's for work or play, a lot of us are going to be on the move this summer. So my advice to you is to take your Raycon earbuds with you. So whether you're getting that summer body all nice and in shape, you're on a run listening to your favorite tunes or your favorite podcast, or maybe you're meditating, listening to some soothing music, getting your mind, body, and soul right, all for the adventures ahead of you, a pair of Raycon earbuds in your ears can make all the difference. You get crisp, beautiful sounding beats at half the price of other premium brands.
Raycons look great and they feel even better. They come in a range of cool colors, customizable gel tips included for a very comfortable in-ear fit. And Raycons are built to go wherever you go with quick, seamless Bluetooth pairing and a rechargeable case.
These earbuds have been a must-have for my daily grind, and they have a 24-hour battery life, which honestly lasts me way longer than I ever expected. I always take them every time I'm heading over to Scott's house to work out. My Raycon earbuds are a must.
So listen up.
Listen to us, guys, because we are hooking you up, our listeners of this podcast,
with 15% off.
Raycon is offering 15% off to all of our listeners. And here's what you got to do. You got to go to buyraycon.com/hoot. And that's it. You'll get 15% off your entire order of your Raycon earbuds. It's an amazing deal. So if you want to grab a pair and a spare, go to buyraycon.com/hoot for 15% off your order.
That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/hoot. Check it out now.
And now back to the episode. Who would you cast for yourself in a movie? Or who would you cast for Mariah? Mariah, who would you cast for Heath?
Rashida Jones.
Oh, good one. Great one. Mariah, Heath, who would you cast?
Are we casting based off looks?
That's what I did.
Yeah.
Why'd you say it in that tone?
Well, I would do young Clint Eastwood, but looks would be Sal Vulcano, obviously, right?
Shit. Who's Sal Vulcano?
Younger Sal Vulcano.
Who's Sal?
He's Impractical Jokers.
I literally look exactly like him.
Oh, Sal? Yeah.
The guy's totally on TikTok he's always got TikTok things from his podcast.
Hey, babe.
With
Tupperware.
Chris.
Tupperware.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, now, if you guys threw a themed party, what would it be? No need for an occasional birthday, nothing but just a themed party. What do you
probably 70s? Something Italian. Oh.
70s disco. There we go.
Yeah, a 70s disco. Italian party. I mean, your house would be perfect for it, especially the back.
Yeah.
Yeah,
definitely. Gotta, oh, we got to do that. Oh,
cool. Like a little mob party.
Yes.
It'd be kind of fun.
Cigars. That's all.
Chicken parm.
Chicken parmesan.
Did you send Matt the photos that you found of the people that used to live in your house in like the 70s?
Yeah, we looked at them.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Well, we talked about it on our podcast. Crazy. Do you not listen to Unfiltered?
Clearly he doesn't.
I must have missed that episode.
That one. Which
up.
One?
What do you know that was really cool. The musician that used to live in their house?
Stevie Nicks?
Juice Newton.
That's what it was. Yeah. No, it's really cool. Those photos were so cool to see.
So cool.
It's literally looking at a time machine.
We love old shit.
Ugh.
Now, if y'all were on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, who would be your go-to phone a friend?
I know, for both of us.
Now, can you get... Oh, you immediately know, both of you guys. Okay. Who is it?
Shane.
Yeah.
Yeah, his brother.
My brother.
Wow. Shane is pretty, like, well-versed and knows a lot.
Yeah, he just, like, he retains stuff so well.
Yeah.
Like, everything he's ever learned, like, he just has it in the back of his head. Like, numbers, statistics, just everything.
Wow.
And he just, I don't know why. But
I love that you guys both agreed on it. And you would phone, that would be your phone a friend, Shane. Too?
Yeah. Or John.
Wow.
My brother.
Wow. Good lifeline.
So our brothers,
I like that. Mike, who would yours be?
Probably my friend Derek. He works at Google, so I feel like he knows how to Google stuff really quickly.
Okay.
He can just get the answer.
Is that allowed?
Do they have a person like proctoring all your potential lifelines? I think you have to submit who you are going to call.
I've always wondered that. Like, how do they always pick up the phone?
Yeah,
like,
how are they home?
I would always think, like, shit, if I'm going to call, they're not going to answer.
Yeah. That's why I feel like they know that you're on the show and they might be calling
Shane
you.
Or they bring them to the show and make it like they're still at home, and they bring them to the show with them and they say, bring your phone a friend. We're going to make it like
they
we're calling them.
Bring them out. Why are we calling them?
Because it's part of the
game. Bring them out and just be like, oh.
It's a lifeline. They can't be sitting in the audience because the audience is a lifeline too.
Okay. I would want to say Mike, but then again, Mike sometimes knows nothing about certain things. And the last thing I would want is to meet... to call you up and you're just like, buddy.
Dude. Today is not my day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
no
sorry.
Way.
I would Google it, though, really quickly for you.
And you would hear, like, in the background, and they'd be like, I'm sorry. Is Mark breaking the rules?
He's like, on Siri, he's like, sorry, your question was, how many... miles away is what asking
in the phone. Okay, this is a fun one. How do your moms dance?
I could do my mom.
Is your mom like kind of a...
My mom has a go-to.
My mom's kind of like a bopper, kind of just like...
Yeah.
Just that, just... like kind of just old school, kind of move my body however.
Mm-hmm. She does this one.
Just like just kind of
a slight stir to it, you know? Yeah.
Like
Mariah,
that.
How does your mom dance?
My mom goes, she has a plate of food in her hand. This hand.
On the dance.
She
always goes, has a plate of food.
She has,
serving,
she has it
dancing.
In this hand, and she goes, woo! She goes, do the bump, Mariah! And she does the bump with everybody.
And
everybody.
Is still able to hold the chips and dip
one.
All at a...
Hold my mic.
Yeah.
She does this one.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen it.
The crisscross.
This legs... What do you call
that's
them?
A good one.
What is this move called?
Mariah,
I thought
expert.
It was the Charlie Brown. I'm mistaken though. Like when the cha cha
slide, Brown.
I do this and everybody does something different.
No, Charlie Brown is like you like
jump forward, backwards, forward, backwards.
I'm definitely.
My mom's more like
like
the surf.
It's like a right, it's just kind of like a this thing.
60s surfer girl.
Yeah, that's
just
funny.
Like, it's all here. It doesn't need to like really move a lot of stuff. Just all right. Vibes.
My dad cuts a rug though.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Your
term.
Dad's a good dancer.
I didn't say good. He just gets really into it.
Oh, hell
like,
yeah.
Like, big movement. Like, you saw him at the wedding.
Yeah, we have such funny videos of him. He moves.
What's the move?
For as big as he is,
it's so fun
to see him, like, dancing.
But I'll show you real quick.
It's so fun.
I'll show you both of them.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. He's all feet.
Yo, the footwork on this guy.
Whoa! He
and my move. Dad is, like, 6'4".
He doesn't hold back.
Hold on. Wait. Hold. I gotta get you a good one real quick. There it is.
Holy shit! He's like, now I got foot loose.
Yes. Just
this one.
Damn!
Oh!
He doesn't hold back. Holy shit! That is your dad.
Look at this one.
Mike, wait. See that. Look at that. That's so good.
Oh my god.
Hey.
Dude, that guy
you
loves...
You gotta post that for Father's Day.
I know.
Wow, that guy loves life, huh?
That is
and
funny.
Then,
okay, what is the one possession of each of yours that you would love for the other to get rid of?
Oh.
Is there something like Mariah's been like kind of holding on to for too long and you're like...
All right.
Can we get rid of this? Mariah's looking like terrified. Like,
I'm sure there's
a question,
lot.
Though.
Like just like little like... things, but everything we have, like, we just kind of like collect shit.
Yeah, we're both very nostalgic, so we'll, especially me, I'll keep little things that are like, I don't need this, but I know down the road, like our first trip to Catalina together, he surprised me on like a helicopter ride. I have that framed, our ticket, Like stuff like that. Like
it's
I'm
not
just
stuff
like
that like gets in the way. It's just like it'll be like in a drawer somewhere, but like old VidCon passes. I'm like, what do you need those for?
But in 20 years, I was cool once. Like it's just a I like looking back on my parents' stuff. Yeah. So I know my kids are gonna like it.
I always get hung up on the day my kid has Decades Day.
Oh,
and like wants
yes.
to wear something fun that I feel like was so true to the time.
Yes.
That like I'd want to give them.
They'll have like the first iPhone.
Yeah. Like, or like that. I felt took me forever to actually get rid of a hoverboard. Because like after hoverboards, those were so crazed. Like everybody had to have one. But I'm like, it would be so cool to still have like a hoverboard and like
2038 to have a hoverboard.
Yeah, I think those would be like some crazy, weird, old, high tech thing. Hoverboards are still insane. Like when you see people on them.
I love them. Yeah.
But in some, I'm just so curious how hoverboards are going
to
work.
I rode it to the grocery store the other day.
Yeah.
I love them.
Did you actually?
No.
It's just me. Probably me.
You see me at Ralph's just scooting down the aisles.
I think it is really cool that to save stuff like that. You know what I invented?
What?
Cut this out because I'm going to make it. A little like sticker or a chip for your glasses because when you lose your glasses, you can't see to find them. So why aren't there chips on them?
You invented that? When did you file the patent, Mariah?
I like how she said cut it out too. Like
I don't
there's
want anybody
cut it
else
out.
It's gonna get leaked.
It's gonna get leaked. It seems like such a simple thing to do, but I don't have the facilities to do it. I can't do it.
You should just get the little lanyard thing and then take your glasses off.
Yeah, but like
off.
Mike's not gonna wear the lanyard.
Chomps or something like that.
Chip right Crokies. Inside of here.
That if I like lose my glasses, I can just press on my phone, it'll go beep 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 and find my glasses.
Now, because when I'm looking for my glasses, I can't see. I'm blind.
Right. Yeah, that's the whole point of it. When you lose your glasses, you're double screwed.
How can you find it?
Yeah. Pretty smart, Mariah.
Not bad.
Right, hey, Matt? Sharks.
Hey, I didn't want to say it.
Can
you do your Shark Tank pitch? Hello,
I'm
sharks.
Looking for $1 million.
She's out there like, I can't find my glasses. You're like bumping into them. They're like, what's your business model? You're like, I don't have one. I just think it's a good idea. Come on.
Nothing.
What's
think
your sales
it.
So far? Zero.
Zero.
Yeah, yeah. And Mariah, have you hit the course with Heath yet?
I didn't do
the range quite a few times.
We go to the range.
Oh, were you really good
I've
at
never
it?
Done a nine hole, right? Nine
Her
hole?
Swing is insane.
Yeah. Like, I figure it would come easy to you. I mean, it's similar to dancing. It's just like having that right move.
Swoop it.
And
is
swooping
that what it
through.
Is?
Yeah, no, her swing looks better than mine. Kind of pisses me off. She's really good.
Yeah. And what are we talking about?
Did you just go smoke weed in the bathroom?
No, I didn't. No, me? Doing a podcast high after that episode?
Oh,
hell
true.
No.
Yeah, you were high for like 3 days after that, huh?
I felt like it. God.
The next day just feels like you're in a dream.
Yeah.
Like you're kind of just like foggy. You're like,
mm-hmm. Just trying to come back to reality and be like, okay, this is a chair.
I'm driving my car right now.
Yeah.
Huh.
Who's the better chef?
Heath.
Yeah.
Really?
Not that she's a bad chef. I just like, have been cooking for longer.
He was trained by a professional chef.
Oh, were you?
And I'm Italian, Cameron. So if that tells you anything.
Oh, of course. Yeah, Cameron taught you a lot.
Yeah, mm-hmm. my best friend Cameron lived out here for a little while, and he was in our apartment, and he is an insane chef, so he kind of just taught me everything that I know.
Do you guys cook mostly or do you order in a lot? What's your like what's a night at the Hussar Amato residence look like?
Yeah, what's for dinner?
What's on the menu?
We just made
chicken cacciatore.
I did see that. Did you guys make that?
What kitchen cacciatore?
It's my mom's favorite meal and it was Mother's Day, so I was like, I'm gonna make your favorite meal.
What is that?
Oh my god, it was phenomenal.
So
it was my first time ever having it.
What is it?
tell us what it is.
So we did a lemon pepper linguine.
Ooh.
And then the sauce Mariah concocted, it was
how long did we cook it for?
7-10 hours.
Ooh.
But you like put like sliced olives in it, red wine,
capers.
You cook a sauce for 7-10
it's
hours
dude,
no we did it for 4 hours.
It's called a simmer, but you just let it simmer.
Yeah
My mom starts sauce like for Sunday dinner, she'll start it at like 8 a.m and then we'll eat at like 3 or 4.
And you put it on a simmer.
Yeah, keep it on simmer, and then you just stir it once in a while, and you do chores, whatever you have to do.
I know nothing about
I know.
That.
Yeah.
That sounds really cool, though.
I do. I'm very good at sauce and macaroni and any Italian dish, but anything other than that, like, he's very good with, like, timing and management and like knowing if it's fully cooked. Yeah,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
his thing.
You're a barbecue master too, right?
Heath? Oh, he's so
good. I love
good.
Getting down on a barbecue.
I've never seen a man so comfortable as Heath Hussar behind a grill
oh,
for an
so
entire party of people.
He's doing able to hold conversation, not stressing out at all.
Beer in one hand,
so
the spirits in the other.
Kills me.
Tossing the frisbee behind my
back. Oh, yeah. Easy with the wrist.
Get off the chair.
Yeah. If I'm at a barbecue cooking, I'm like, is this right? I don't Google it. Like, what? Like, trying to do the finger
are
thing.
Are these charcoal
like,
is briquettes or is this briquettes. Gas?
Oh, God. I'm messing up.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, guys. I'm so sorry.
No, that's from that my dad, though. My dad is a really good, really good cook.
All right. I have one question.
Yeah.
Each of you, I would like you to say, not necessarily your favorite, but like one of your favorite things about each other.
A couple things.
Sure.
Okay. You always make me happy. That's kind of like corny, but like I just get like actually excited when I see you. And you're really funny.
Thank you.
And
all right, that's enough.
That's
that was really nice, Heath.
That was
I
really
wish someone
nice.
Would say that to me. I'm kidding. It's not my show. It's not about me. It's about you guys.
You'll have your time.
I know. I'm kidding.
Ask her out.
All right. My turn.
I would say definitely how patient you are with me and my noggin up here.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's a deep,
I'm a lot
that's a
to
deep
handle.
Cut. That's a deep cut.
Yeah. You're very, very patient.
No. Not like a deep cut, like a slice, but like a deep cut, like a, you know. Like it's an old record.
Like a deep truth.
Yeah, right, deep right. truth. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not very surface level.
No, that's right. that compliment requires you guys to have had a real thorough, deep, strong relationship in order for that to even be a factor.
You should be a couples therapist.
You just pass that off.
Here, you take the certificate.
Oh, right. Damn. Yeah.
Nice.
I love that. You guys really nice. Seriously are one of my favorite couples.
Thank you.
Maybe
you.
The number one. Maybe.
Hmm. Take that, everybody else in the world.
Who's our close runner-up?
Oh, I actually, maybe Will Derbyshire and Arden Rose. And you don't know them, but
they're
good friends. Yeah.
I really
they
like
got a
Carly
good chemistry.
And Nolan.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I really
haven't hung
do.
Out with them like as much as I would like to.
Yeah.
But no, they do have a good chemistry, too.
Yeah, they're funny.
Matt and Patricia just thrown under the bus.
You're
well,
dating
I
someone?
I complimented that before. They had their time before. I said they're perfect together. Of course.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming
thanks
for by.
Thanks for having
we're
us.
Recording Unfiltered tomorrow. So this is you
oh,
know,
yeah,
nothing that
awkward.
New. I'm going to see you
see
guys
you
tomorrow.
It's very comfortable in here.
You think so?
Yeah,
I
love
it.
Good,
it's a good vibe.
Good.
We'll buy this table off you when you're done. Season 3.
Hell no. I'm not selling this.
Shit.
Not selling this.
All right.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you,
boys. Heath and Mariah.
Make sure you guys check them out wherever they are on the internet. Heath has a golf channel.
Yep.
The best golf channel on YouTube.
That's the name of it. He's not just saying that.
No, it is called The Best Golf Channel, which is a great name. And I want to come shoot with you guys.
Dude, I know.
Got to get some clubs.
I told you I have an extra set.
I need the half-inch ones. I'm too tall.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, I can still
just
deal
punch
with any
back
club.
A little bit.
Well, invite me.
Don't start this.
Okay. We'll see you next time.
All right, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Who the Half with Matt King and Mike Sheff.